Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As the world continues to spin off its axis, the stories become more and more bizarre. This morning, I read of two siblings who consider themselves transgender and are currently transitioning to the opposite sex. One was 8 years old and the other 4 years old. Every single person commenting on the article said that the parents should be arrested for child abuse. But that aside, the question is, how did we get here in the first place? When did the bizarre ever become socially acceptable, and what are the long-term ramifications for a nation that finds itself culturally and morally adrift? Last week, I had the opportunity to sit at the feet of Dr. Wayne Grudem, a prominent evangelical theologian, seminary professor, and prolific author. The location was Atlanta, Georgia, and the setting was the annual Family Policy Alliance Statesman's Academy, a three-day event that brings legislators and other policymakers together from across the United States to learn the skills of statecraft and to increase their effectiveness as Christian public servants. Since much of their time will be spent debating the cultural shift away from biblical norms and toward things like the physical transitioning of four-year-olds from one sex to another, it's important to have a firm grounding on what God's Word says about these types of issues. I've known Dr. Grudem for years by reputation, but it's the first chance I've had to interact with him in person. I found him articulate, extremely intellectual as one would expect, but with a witty sense of humor that comes out of nowhere and leaves his audience engaged and in stitches. He was the perfect person to teach the segments on the future of America, why issues matter, and why Christians should influence government for good. Our texts for the sessions were two of Dr. Grudem's books, Politics According to the Bible, a 600-page reference guide to the Bible's stance on nearly every issue being discussed in state legislative chambers, and Christian Ethics, a 1,300-page introduction to biblical moral reasoning. In the case of Politics According to the Bible, he talks about five mistaken views about Christian views on politics, then proposes what he calls a better alternative, and that is a significant Christian influence on government. The book also provides a thoughtful, carefully reasoned analysis of over 50 hot-button issues of our day and what our response should be from a biblical perspective. The book on Christian ethics was similar but even more comprehensive. For those of us who strive to be God's light in the dark halls of the Capitol, it's not enough to say, "Thus saith the Lord." We need to provide reasonable arguments on the toughest issues of our day, always winsomely, always from a Judeo-Christian perspective, and always with the goal of pointing a lost world back to the God who loves them. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.